Accession number 18597, reel 2.
Thank you.
Could I add one word on that? It was no good prohibiting Norwegians. They did what they thought they were bloody well going to do, and did it. The Catalinas went in on... I remember missions which Jack Sessa described as unorthodox.
Thank you. Yes, could you identify yourself for the tape, please?
Rita Kramer. I'd like to ask Dr. Jespersen or Ole Lippmann just to say a word about how it happened that if official policy was collaboration, how the rescue of the Jews came about, and did SOE have any part in that?
SOE had no part whatsoever in the rescuing of the Danish Jews. The rescuing of the Danish Jews was a spontaneous reaction from the average person in Denmark. Rumors spread around. In actual fact, thanks to somebody in the German organization in Denmark, that the Jews would be round up on a particular night. And rumors spread around, and the various Danes who heard about this got hold of some Jewish friends or a Jewish tailor they happened to know, but they didn't really know, and invite them to their homes. And practically the entire Jewish population found shelter, unorganized, spontaneous, in various Danish homes during that particular night, and the Germans only managed to get a few hundred. In the following days, the hosts for these Jewish people, Jewish families, were desperately trying to find out what to do with their friends they had now given shelter. Then they came in touch then with various branches of the resistance movement. We were dropping all other activities and trying to organize trips to Sweden and so on, keeping them shelter, putting them up in hospitals, and so on and so on. And an enormous organization, spontaneously organized, and not really organized, because it was a spontaneous reaction, secured that 7,000 Jews came out of Denmark within a couple of weeks, under the very noses of the Germans. There were a few incidents, and there were a few clashes, and a few Gestapo people were shooting at the fishermen and so on. But thanks to the attitude of the Swedes, who openly declared that any Jews coming to Sweden would find shelter, we followed that up. And from Copenhagen and up to the Skor, there was fishermen and all other kind of transport who managed to get the people away. I think personally, many people have asked many questions, if the Germans had been more forceful and so on, what would have happened? I think personally that the whole thing was a spontaneous reaction where people got considered. There was no anti-Semitism in Denmark. They were our friends. They were living there. They behaved as they had their ideas, their traditions, and so on, and that was accepted. And suddenly this was a violation of something of the very fundamental principles of Danish behavior. People want things to be right, and this was not right. That was a reaction.
Thank you very much. There was someone else just... yes, please. Could you identify yourself for the tape?
My name is Henry Zellman. I have a question for Dr. My name is Henry Zellner, and I have a question to Dr. Kragland. I had the opportunity last year to visit your beautiful country and also your wonderful museum. And there's one question of detail. In the beginning, you told us that the Milorg refused arms shipments from the SOE. On the other hand, in your museum, I saw that you manufactured your own Sten guns. How can I put these two facts together? Thank
you. These two facts can easily be put together by looking on the calendar. It is quite true that they refused any weapons in an early stage, while quite the opposite 2 years later, And the internal production of Sten guns started sometime in 1944, and the result were weapons that were quite as good, or some will say quite as bad, as the original ones.
Thank you. I'm afraid that I can only recognize one more question. We've run out of time. We have a question on the front row here who's been waiting for some time. I will take that one. And, sorry? Oh, excuse me. I thought the note was from you. But let's take this question first. Could you identify yourself, please, for the tape?
Temi Marinos from Greece. I haven't heard anything about the great sabotage of the of blowing the heavy water, and whether SOE had anything to do about that. Could we please have some information about it? Thank you.
You want to comment on that?
One thing which I left out, and it's, I do apologize, was that if the character in Norway was as strong as I've suggested, equally fortunate was the makeup of Norwegian section in SOE with Colonel Wilson, with Charles Hambro, who both brought out the very, very best of cooperation. Of course, SOE had a major part in the planning of Rjukan. The first glider attack, which, as you know, ended in failure. But the operation itself, yes, is one in which conjointly SOE and the Norwegian, that remarkable five or six, both carried out what must be one of the really outstanding exploits of the war. Yes, it was a genuine SOE input, but the total SOE input of Wilson, of Charles Hambro, of Harry Svalberg, is part of SOE's accomplishments.
Thank you very much. Now, we have really over on our time, but Leo Marx would like to say something from his own very special perspective about Denmark.
Sorry about this, but I would have no peace of mind in the rest of my life, whatever that may be, if I didn't face you and mention two names in connection with Denmark. One is Commander Hollingsworth, who was in charge of SOE's Danish section. He knew that absolute priority was being given, rightly perhaps, to Norway. SOE took Norway very seriously indeed. It had no time whatever for the Danes. They appeared to have little potential. They were given no priority. But Hollingsworth pleaded, literally, with the Signals Directorate to help him build up Denmark's communications until SOE recognized the importance of them. And we complied. Denmark was given absolute priority with the latest silk codes and equipment. But the other name, the magic name, was Deuce Hansen. Deuce Hansen was a genius based in Denmark. He was the outstanding wireless expert of the war to us. He would have been a credit and a help to the Signals Directorate in London. Hansen recognized the importance of the latest codes that we could deliver and demanded them in quantities. Now, reference has been made to the information that was pouring out of Denmark. Top secret information concerning rocket sites. All of which were passed in top secret cipher, for which they really had no priority. But Denmark produced a series of bloody-minded leaders who fortunately were also code-minded. None more bloody-minded, more code-minded, more successful than Olle Lippmann. What was owed to this man in terms of the vital information that came out of Denmark has never been recorded. Just say this. The information which came out in SOE's codes was so vital that for the first and almost last time in the war, SOE and C actually exchanged information.
Well, thank you, Leo, very much indeed. What better tone to end on than that? I think it's been a wonderful session this morning, and I'm sure you'll join me wholeheartedly in thanking all of those who've made it so. Thank you very much. Thank you. Very good. Thank you. Thank you, Sam.